Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Bob Colbert of the Central Iowa Vintage and Classic Bicycle Club about their 7th annual swap meet coming up on Sunday. We're talking to Bob Colbert of the Central Iowa Vintage and Classic Bicycle Club as the swap meet is going on this coming Sunday. And I guess, first of all, if you could just tell me what exactly this swap meet is and what exactly goes on during that event.
Well, this is about the 6th year we've held the event. We've held it in Knoxville 4 years, and 3 years we held it up at Mingo, Iowa, by the bike trail up there. And we thought it would be appropriate to have it in Knoxville this year, as Knoxville should have their bike trail completed by November. And Lake Red Rock extended their trail to Cordova Park, so when it comes fall, there should be some beautiful weather and beautiful scenery to be riding a bike, and we'll have a wide variety of bicycles and bicycle parts at our swap meet that people can check out Sunday, August 30th from 11 to 3 p.m.
So this will be an outdoor event. You're encouraging social distancing, of course. Tell folks about what kind of you're hoping for there as far as, you know, keeping people apart, things like that.
Well, we'll be holding the event where the old Goodwill store, the old Pomida store was, in the parking lot there. We'll even, I think, have the bikes kind of in a half moon circle that people can drive through. If they don't want to stop and get out and look at bikes, they can drive through. And if there's something they see that they're interested in, they can park and come back and ask questions. And we've got a number of new vendors this year from all over Iowa, a couple from Missouri, so we should have a wide variety of bicycles and both vintage and new parts at discount prices. So it'd be a good time to look for a bike if you're interested in some riding yet this late summer and fall.
Yeah, for sure. And I understand that this event usually attracts people from all over the place, right?
Correct. Yep. We're getting people from eastern Iowa, as far east as Cedar Rapids, Washington, Iowa, northern Missouri, Waterloo, Valley Junction. We got a vendor from Valley Junction that's coming down, bringing some high-end, newer bicycles. He's new, and he's got about 30 bicycles he's bringing, so we're all interested in seeing what he's got to offer this coming Sunday.
Again, we're talking to Bob Colbert of the Central Iowa Vintage and Classic Bicycle Club. I guess while we're at it here, just tell folks a little bit about your club.
Well, it started about 7 years ago. Myself, Paul Wright, and Scott Hunt were interested in vintage bikes. And we've, over the years, found out there's a lot of other people interested in vintage bikes. And it includes everything from vintage BMX bicycles to vintage 10 speeds to even some of the 40s and 50 balloon style bicycles. And of course, with a shortage of bicycles at the bike shops, which is kind of unusual, we've gotten a lot of people interested in bringing some later model stuff so people can check out some newer stuff that they can hop on and ride on their favorite trail. And we're lucky here in Central Iowa. We've got the Cinder Path at Sheraton, our new trail here. Lake Red Rock, Jasper County's got a trail. So about any direction from Knoxville, you can find a decent bike trail to ride on, and numerous bike shops close by.
And I'll have you give your best pitch here. Why should people come to the swap meet this Sunday?
Well, we're about the only Iowa swap meet in Central Iowa. I think we are the only Iowa swap meet. I think the other closest one is in Cedar Rapids. I don't think, maybe Mason City's got one. But we've got a large variety just you know, a couple miles that everybody can check out without going clear across the state.
Thanks to Bob Colbert for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.